There's a battle underway in classrooms in America between science and facts and religious creationists who want Bible stories to be part of the science curriculum.
What has happened in many states around the country is that evolution has become one of a series of issues. And the others include, of course, climate science, but also issues of fertility, conception, stem cell research, and so forth, which in the views of many amount to a cultural attack.
That's Kenneth Miller. He's a molecular biologist. He's interviewed as part of the newest Retro Report, looking at one Louisiana law from 2008, billed by supporters as a way to promote critical thinking in science. But to many students, it was a way to inject religion and pseudoscience into areas like evolution and climate change. The story begins with one of those students, Zach Coplin. Kit Roan is a producer for Retro Report.
Zach Coplin is a former student in a Louisiana public school, and when he was a freshman in school, a law was passed called the Louisiana Science Education Act. But Zach and many others saw that the law really didn't have a lot to do with science education and seemed to have a lot more to do with bringing in anti-science agendas into the science classroom, whether it was questions about climate change or questions about evolution.
A science teacher sent the principal an email inviting him to come sit in while she taught the creation point of view using supplemental materials like the Book of Genesis to debunk evolution.
After the law was passed in 2008 and it rained on the books for a while, Zach Coplin finally had enough. And he decided he was going to try to lead an effort to repeal the law. So he went out and he collected signatures from more than 80 Nobel laureates and also tried to get the public behind this effort. And he went to the Louisiana legislature and presented his findings.
What happened?
So when he went before the Louisiana Assembly, Zach presented this petition that was signed by all these Nobel laureates and also other evidence that showed that creationism was being taught in school. And basically the public officials said, we're not going to do anything about it. We think the law is as good as it stands and we're going to keep it. And he tried to repeal the law five times, and every time it was knocked down.
Louisiana was not alone in this debate, remains not alone. What is the Discovery Institute? Why are they important here?
The Discovery Institute is a conservative think tank that has, for quite a while, attempted to formulate the theory of intelligent design and kind of develop this philosophy into something that's more scientific. The problem with the Discovery Institute is that instead of attempting to win this argument with scientists, it has been attempting to win this argument in the public and in the public schools.
We think that it's actually helping a lot of school boards and teachers because it's giving people a place where they can securely address issues without creating a big legal challenge and a big public spectacle.
And, it's one thing to have faith and have reason, but to say that a belief in faith is a scientific belief in reason is, I think, where critics say they cross the line.
What have they done to try to influence legislatures?
At different points, and certainly in some previous attempts to put laws into effect that would allow the teaching of intelligent design, they have had their experts speak before legislators. They have also, with the Louisiana Education Act and other laws, a lot of them are based on a model bill that the Discovery Institute formulated as the basis for many of the laws that are being attempted across the country.
You talked to a molecular biologist at Brown named Kenneth Miller.
As these laws advance, we may bring up a generation of students who have been taught as a matter of course that the scientific method and the scientific community is not to be trusted.
What scientists see with these laws is that they chip away at a general belief in scientific reasoning and in science itself, and that it's not just about evolution. Like, if you can't believe what the consensus of scientists say is the truth about evolution and what is known, then how are you going to believe science when its science tells you the truth about strong theory about other subjects like global warming or human cloning, which isn't a theory, it's a fact? These laws undermine the ability of science to teach us anything. And if we can't believe in science, then they would say we could be really lost for the next generation.
Kit Roan with Retro Report. Thanks for being here, Kit.
Thank you.
You can watch the full Retro Report. It's on our website at thetakeaway.org.